International Chamber of Commerce, ICC, International Court of Arbitration. I should disclose, prior to describing the ICC and its arbitration and ADR functions, that I have been appointed the chair of the ICC Thailand Commission on ADR and Arbitration from 2020 to 2023, which is a voluntary, unpaid role. I was previously the vice chair to the chair for 2018 to 2020. I therefore have a connection and a degree of insight, but by no means an exclusive or all-encompassing knowledge of its workings and systems. My role is not full-time and is linked to promoting arbitration in Thailand, working with commission members from many different law firms and backgrounds on various projects, some of which involve subcommittees, training and academic programs, and liaising with the executive board of ICC Thailand, the regional ICC, and sometimes its headquarters in Paris. The ICC is an institution formed by entrepreneurs and the belief that the private sector is best qualified to set global standards for business. This was a reaction in part to the economic and political effects of world conflicts, and the ICC founders were dubbed Merchants of Peace. The ICC evolved its constitutional framework through the establishment of an International Court of Arbitration, and is now the world's most prominent arbitral institution for international commercial arbitration amidst an increasingly competitive environment. The ICC engaged itself in international affairs by proposing an international trade organization, being the first business organization to issue anti-corruption rules, and is an observer status member of the United Nations General Assembly. The ICC's trade policy includes a focus on addressing increased trade hostilities, ensuring there is a positive global dialogue on trade matters, assisting and promoting better customs and trade facilitation procedures, advocating the appropriate use of technology to enhance trade systems, balancing investment and fair treatment policies, and assisting in setting a world trade agenda. It further invests time, skill, and expertise into training academies, providing knowledge on trading and business tools developed by the ICC, and disseminates knowledge and advice to business, public sector and international organizations on how to cope with global challenges such as the COVID-19 pandemic, economic crises, and adjusting to negative trade policies which can disrupt essential supply chains. The ICC has an extensive digital library and publishes regularly on trade, finance, banking, digital technology, trade and finance instruments, and dispute resolution outcomes and awards. It is also possible to obtain standard model documents and clauses from the ICC to enhance the efficiency of contractual negotiations and production. Knowledge and use of ICC practices is of great potential benefit to anyone interacting with any aspect of ICC tools and systems. The tools which lawyers use to advise and shape agreements, complete transactions and resolve disputes will be sharp and well informed when taking into account the ICC's resources already invested in a particular area. The ICC often pools resources of experienced and knowledgeable professionals to conduct surveys and issue analysis and recommendations on continual improvements to its instruments, and to consider the impact of new global trends in different business contexts. The ICC Court, despite using the word court, does not issue formal judgments. Instead, it actually judicially supervises arbitration proceedings. Its responsibilities include confirming, appointing, and replacing arbitrators, as well as deciding on any challenges made against them. Monitoring the arbitral process to make certain that it is performed properly and with the required speed and efficiency necessary. Scrutinizing and approving all arbitral awards to reinforce quality and enforceability. setting, managing and, if necessary, adjusting fees and advances. Overseeing emergency proceedings before the start of the arbitration. The ICC Court's principal purpose is also to ensure the proper application of the ICC rules and to assist parties and arbitrators overcome procedural obstacles. The ICC is well resourced to achieve these objectives with a diverse and geographically spread base of personnel.